Joe Zeppelin, 93.7 The River, Dog and Joe Show. Got your Disney tickets 4 minutes away, 4 passes, 2 days. You'll get to go down to Disneyland for Halloween. And Joe has long teased me and teased me about my fascination with a firm handshake. He's like, oh, you think you got to shake everyone's hand firm.
And you damn near break people's hands.
You got to always be like proving something and showing off. Now I have even more reasons why men should be men, because chicks dig it.
Oh, for crying out loud.
Even chicks don't want a dead fish handshake, and we kill a little time before we give you these Disney tickets. What they did is they took 5,000 people, ages 59 to 71, okay? In both groups, three quarters were married.
59 to 71.
Yeah, out of Norway.
Okay, all right. I want to make sure I heard those ages right.
59 to 71, yeah, a little bit older. Okay, they're in Norway. They're already cold. So three-quarters of these people of the 5,000, they were married. When researchers calculated their grip strength using a rubber balloon, they found that the men who never married had a significantly lower strength when shaking or squeezing compared to married men. And those numbers were greater for the younger cohorts as well. For women, however, marriage did not need to be or didn't appear to be associated with how strong their grip was. So basically, if I can boil all this down for you, what they're saying is women are attracted to a firm male handshake.
Is that right?
And it helps in the courting process. And you know, because guys are always like, yeah, guys are guys. Bring it in here. Let's give off a good squeeze.
I always hate that. I really do. I hate when you got to square up with your buddy or your partner, and they ain't seen you for a while. Maybe there's a couple of people around. They've had a couple of cocktails. They really want to get the squeezing.
Yeah.
Well, I hate that. That hurts.
You stick the hand out there and the handshake, you know, which is normally you go in. It's a 10-second, 8-second process.
Yeah.
A real mano-a-mano man handshake, it can last up to the 30, 45-second mark, and you got to hold it in there, and you got to really just give it all you got. You got to just sit there, and you got to hold it. No matter if it hurts or you're hurting them, you just let the power and the squeeze continue.
I always come away from it with a whisper to was that necessary? What was that about? That hurt. Oh, man.
How you been?
I can't even hold my beer.
Yeah.
Gosh.
So women, they say, do like this. They also point out that while women have grown less dependent on men for economic stability over the years, men still appear to need women to help them in their old age.
You got that right.
Men's health dependence may require a different sort of education and experience as these strong, handshaking lads get older. That's the trade-off, ladies. Yeah, you know what? We'll give you a good firm handshake. And here's the thing, too. The women, they know it comes with a firm handshake.
It's had nothing to do with that.
I know it doesn't, but the strong hand keeps the woman protected.
It
gives them a sense of security. And then the trade-off is when the guys get older and their hands aren't as strong and they become a little, you know, cancer-spotted and veiny and kind of contorted, the women have to return the favor of us protecting them by giving us pills and wiping us and sponge bathing us.
See how that all equals out?
Yeah,
it all goes hand in handshake.
That's a fair trade, isn't it, ladies?
Oh my lord.
We'll give your biscuits a good swat in the bedroom, and we'll defend you and keep intruders away. But then when we get old, just please, just wipe us.
I mean, just keep speaking like that. You're going to give their biscuits a good swat in the bedroom.
I don't know.
You are such a monster.
No limp fish. Yeah. When you step in to shake that hand, shake it like you mean it.
Yeah.
I thought that was pretty funny.
Sure you do. You love that handshake.
It's 8 o'clock. We got the Disney tickets for you. Something now for the Disney aficionados.
Okay.
I don't know if this is a local thing because we're from California or if it's a worldwide phenomenon. I think it's probably the latter. Everybody loves Disneyland. Everybody loves the mystique of Disneyland. They love to know about it. They love the characters. There's just so much to deal with Disneyland. People love it. They love all the mystery, the history. They love everything.
I do.
And I think that it's a little more so here in California just because it's down in Anaheim. So we're going to give you trivia, okay? Prince Albert, what does Lindsay want? Is she here for Disney or something else? She's here for Disney?
Okay, yeah, she's here for Disney.
Okay.
All right. So what we're going to do is give you a trivia question. And if you're a big Disney aficionado, it might be easy. If not, might be tough. Okay? 766-9370. First one with the correct answer to this. Where is the secret apartment of Walt Disney and his family located at Disneyland?
Ooh.
There's a famous apartment that is still, to this day, decorated and looks like the way it did when Walt Disney was alive, and him and his family, they would go there, and that's where they would hang out when they'd go to the park. They'd go upstairs to this apartment and hide out, and it's still there to this day. Where is their family apartment located at Disneyland?
Who, if anyone, gets to use it now?
People still go into it, and after we get the correct answer, I'll show you some of the stories about what's inside of it and what they still use it for. And the daughter says it still looks identical to the day it did before her dad died.
Oh.
And how she remembers it as a kid.
Wow, cool.
So you have to know this about Disneyland, and I'm not a big fan of Disneyland. I know nothing about it, but I do have a little fascination with Walt Disney because the guy, I mean, basically built Southern California, and he was really a smart dude, and he was really a crazy guy. But everything he did it for his family, not even knowing that it was going to turn into this big money-making entity that it's become. He just wanted something for somewhere to go, for people to go. And then as the money started coming in, well, then he kind of got wise. He's like, ooh. Then he really started getting a little more diabolical, if you will. But he really had this whole thing figured out. And he basically built Los Angeles, when you think about it.
Is that right?
Well, with what he gave us, yeah. You know? He built this miniature city within this large city, and that's why everyone still to this day goes there and has gravitated around it and wants to be near it and wants to... It's basically miniature L.A.
And not only the cool things that they have in there, the rides and, you know, the what do you call those things? Mascots? Puppets? I mean, what do you call those life-size...
Those are characters. Those are mascots, yes, but those are characters.
Those are characters? That's the correct term?
Some of those people would call them people. I mean, there's people out there that they call them Disney folks.
Okay, that's right, because once you get that job, they're highly sought after. That's no joke.
Sure.
You know?
Yeah, you don't just walk in and go, hey, I want to be Mickey.
No.
They say, okay, take this number and get in line. And you say, where's the end of the line? And they say, it's down in San Diego.
A lot of times you think these people underneath the character... you know, hoods or helmets or heads are young kids because it's a job for a young kid. Not Mickey and Minnie. Those guys are in their 70s. It took an entire lifetime to work with you. Can you imagine? That's a job you said your entire life.
The Anaheim Heat at 70 years of age. Yeah.
What I was going to say is not only does he spend the time to make all that awesome, but he also, like this apartment I didn't even know about, he's got all kinds of hidden things inside that park.
Oh, yeah. Yeah, and we'll get to it with more trivia throughout the week, all week at 8, 11, and 3 o'clock. But the question today, 766-9370, first one to answer it, you'll get the 4-pack 2 days. Where is the Disney family secret apartment located inside the Disneyland park? The location is still there. The apartment's still there. Do you know where it is? 766-9370. We'll come back after Journey. Actually, no. Let's just go now.
See if one of these guys have them.
Yeah.
Yeah. I mean, lines are full, so someone knows it.
Let's go to let's go to Lindsay. Lindsay, good morning. Do you know where this secret apartment is?
Yes, it is above the fire station on Main Street.
Wow.
Is that right?
Yeah, that took no time at all.
Oh, my gosh. So people that are huge fans and love this place, they know the ins and outs.
Yeah, they really do. And I didn't think it would be that tough. But, I mean, look at that first call.
Wow, well done.
Absolutely. That's where it is.
I want to see what it looks like now. They got a picture of it and stuff online?
Yeah, Google Images has a bunch of photos. And there was talk of doing tours, but I think the family said no because they didn't want anything disrupted because there were a lot of personal, you know, furnishings and things that they wanted to leave exactly intact. So I don't think that it's ever been open to the public, even though there was talk one time of letting people get up to this apartment because everyone was so enthralled by it and they were so crazed to see it because Disney used to live there.
Yeah, that is absolutely wild, man.
So Lindsay, yeah, you got 4 passes, 2 days, you get to go.
Awesome. I was there last week with my son, so we're excited to go again.
Jesus, you want to go back again?
So you guys really love it.
We're Disney people, for sure.
Yeah, wow. How often do you go? How many times a year?
I go only about 4 times a year. I used to live down there, so I used to go all the time, but now it's about 4 times a year.
You only go. She only goes 4 times a year now.
Wow. Man, see, people that love Disney, I mean, you walk into people's houses that have it everywhere, and they've collected caricatures and all kinds of cool stuff.
Wow.
Yeah, I have a Maleficent tattoo, actually.
Do you?
What is that?
Maleficent from Sleeping Beauty.
The big horn.
The villain.
Angelina Jolie played her.
Yeah.
You probably would maybe recognize her. She is the evil queen that's got the big black horns that come up out of her head.
See, I don't even know what that is.
Oh, you don't?
No, I really don't. Albert shaking his head, too. I don't know what that is.
I don't know what Maleficent did or what her story is, but I know what she looks like because she was creepy looking.
Yeah. All right. Well, hang on, Lindsay. Maybe we can make it five times this year. You'll be down there for Halloween.
Good.
Yeah, right on.
All right. Be back 11 o'clock, 3 o'clock, and then again tomorrow, 8 o'clock. We'll give you another Disney trivia question or do something else. Get you hooked up with the tickets. Here's Journey on the River.